From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The number of Indonesians receiving their first dose of COVID-19 vaccine rose by 216,422 to reach more than 3 million as of Saturday afternoon, the Health Ministry reported. In the meantime, more than 100,000 additional people received their second vaccine shots, bringing the cumulative count to more than 1 million. The first phase of vaccination, which kicked off on January 13, 2021, targeted more than 1 million healthcare workers. The second phase of vaccination, which started on February 17, 2021, is targeting 38 million people. The targeted group comprises over 21 million senior citizens and 16 million public service officers, including state officials, government employees, religious figures, traders, teachers, lecturers, athletes, journalists, and tourism operators. The Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Menko Marves, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, reviewed the progress of the Coastal Area Infrastructure Development for the Tanjung Adikarto Fishery Port and Yogyakarta International Airport. The construction of these two places aims to optimally exploit the potential of fishery resources in Yogyakarta. In a press release received by Voice of Indonesia on Saturday, Coordinating Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan said that solving problems in the Adikarto port area must be integrated with handling in the Yogyakarta International Airport area and the surrounding area before taking further action. To develop the Borobudur Super Priority Tourism Destination, or DPSP, into quality tourism, and the implementation of the Borobudur-Yogyakarta-Prambanan Integrated Tourism Master Plan, the Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Menko Marves Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, paid a working visit to DPSP Borobudur on Friday. In the press release received by Voice of Indonesia on Saturday, the minister said the main problem that occurs at this time is the enormous pressures on the structure of Borobudur Temple due to the increase in the number of visitors. Based on the result of a study by the Borobudur Conservation Center, ideally, the maximum number of visitors to Borobudur Temple is 128 people per day. Therefore, quality tourism will be implemented in Borobudur by making the 1979 Master Plan as a reference for the latest tourism master plan. Let's move on to the international news. Jordan's health minister has resigned after six people died due to a lack of oxygen at a hospital ward treating COVID-19 patients. The deaths were reported early on Saturday at the new government facility in the town of Salt, about 14 miles west of the capital Amman. Prime Minister Bishar al-Kassavni had asked Health Minister Nadir Obeidat to step down over the incident. Police were sent to the hospital after dozens of relatives turned up. The oxygen shortage, which lasted for about an hour, reportedly also affected intensive care and maternity units at the facility, although there were no reports of fatalities on those wards. It is not yet clear why there was an oxygen shortage and an investigation is underway. A forensic doctor at Jordan's health ministry, Dr. Adnan Abbas, told Petra News Agency that all six patients who died on Saturday were being treated for coronavirus. Singapore reported 8 new COVID-19 cases and 1 death as of noon on Saturday. All the new infections were imported and were placed on stay-home notice or isolated open arrival in Singapore. A 61-year-old Singaporean man died on Friday from a complication due to COVID-19. Known as Case 59858, he had been in the United Arab Emirates for work and returned to Singapore on January 30. He developed a cough just before departing the United Arab Emirates and shortness of breath on the same day, and tested positive for COVID-19 upon arrival in Singapore. German health experts warned on Saturday against any further easing of coronavirus lockdown measures as the number of cases jumped again, raising the possibility that infections could again reach peaks seen around Christmas by mid-April. The Robert Koch Institute, or RKI, for infectious disease predicted that the number of daily reported cases could exceed 30,000 in the 14th week of the year starting April 12th. On Saturday, the number of COVID-19 cases rose by more than 12,000 and the death toll was up more than 200, with the number of cases per 100,000 over 7 days jumping to 76.1 from 72.4. Italy is facing another lockdown as the government attempts to contain a recent surge of coronavirus cases met by the presence of the new variant. Half of Italy's 20 regions, which include the cities Rome, Milan and Venice, will be entering new coronavirus restrictions from Monday, March 15. The measures will be effective through April 6. The health ministry said that the aim of the measures is to get the R rate, the number of people that one infected person will pass the virus on to, down to 1. Additionally, over Easter weekend, the entire country will be considered a red zone and will be subject to a national lockdown from April 3rd to 5th. That was the news.
Indonesian Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita visited Japan on March 10 and 11 to meet the invitation of a number of major automotive industry players, as well as high-ranking officials from the Japanese Ministry of Economy and Trade and the Japanese Prime Minister's Office. In an official statement from the Ministry of Industry last Wednesday, Minister Agus Gumiwang said that the Indonesian government wanted to attract more investment into the country.
This visit was intended to guard new investment commitments, particularly in the automotive and petrochemical sectors. The Indonesian Minister of Industry visit this time is the first foreign ministerial working visit that has been officially accepted by the Japanese government since the country established the status of state of emergency due to the COVID-19 pandemic. During the two-day stay in Japan, Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita held several marathon meetings with players in the automotive, petrochemicals and footwear industries, business association and the Japanese government. He explained about Indonesian new policies, programs and projects including the job creation law, import substitution, relaxations of sales tax on luxury goods, the Bintuni and Patimban port projects. Automotive industry players, according to Agus Gumiwang, can take advantage of Patimban Port as a strategic partner in loading and unloading goods for export-import so that it can become one of the centers of the international trade. Apart from the meeting with automotive principals, the minister also held a discussion with the petrochemicals industry company Sojitz Corporation to support the development of the methanol industry in Indonesia. In addition, he also met with the Japanese Minister of Economy, Trade and Industry, Kajiyama Hiroshi, and discussed trade relations between the two countries. The Japanese minister expressed his appreciation of the job creation law and the relaxation policy for the luxury goods sales tax for cars. The result of Minister Agus Gumiwang's visit were a number of agreements in the form of strengthening old investment and new investment commitments in the automotive sector, amounting to tens of trillions of rupiah. That was this week's Spotlight. I'll start today in history with March 14, 1879, when the birth of Albert Einstein occurred. Albert Einstein was a physical scientist who is widely regarded as the greatest scientist of the 20th century. Einstein was born in Ulm in Württemberg, Germany, about 100 km east of Stuttgart. His father was a bed salesman who later took up electrochemical work. Einstein put forward the theory of relativity and also contributed greatly to the development of quantum mechanics, statistical mechanics, and cosmology. He was awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1921 for his explanation of the photoelectric effect and for his dedication to theoretical physics. After the general theory of relativity was formulated, Einstein became famous throughout the world, an unusual achievement for a scientist. Let's move it on to the March 14, 2019, when the cyclone Idai in Mozambique occurred. Over 1,200 people were reported dead and many others were reported missing in neighboring Mozambique and Zimbabwe following the impact of cyclone Idai, which triggered strong winds and flash floods. It brought heavy rain and strong winds of up to 177 kilometers an hour, landed in the port city of Beira on Thursday, March 14, 2019, evening local time. I'll end today in history on March 14, 2020, when the first death due to COVID-19 in New York occurred. March 14 is designated as Corona COVID-19 Virus Memorial Day in New York City. The determination of the historic day was announced by Mayor Bill de Blasio. New York City reported its first death from coronavirus on March 14, 2020, and the day is determined in memory of all those who have died from the virus. A total of 25,099 deaths in New York have been linked to COVID-19, with 20,295 of them confirmed to have died from the virus, while the rest have been declared possible cases of COVID-19. That was today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して、COVID-19の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る、あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。和光インテカールバイルスCOVID-19ミンヒラリルティダイルアクニアフィシャクリンサヒ。コナアイヤヒミクン。ワコナアウクムヤヒミミ。ランチェンチュエペイタイコウジョウ。イファンチュウ。シンシンゴンチョウ。ビンドゥフェイエンデチョンボ。ワデコウジョウ。バウフニー。イデコウジョウ。バウフウォー。 evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our podcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Apurba Kumar Pal in India. In his email, Mr. Apurba Kumar Pal said that he is interested in our broadcast. Hello Mr. Apurba Kumar Pal, thank you for your attention. You can listen to our program at voinews.id. You just click streaming and choose live video streaming or live audio streaming. Well, Mr. Apurba Kumar Pal, keep listening and I'm looking forward to receiving your reception report of our broadcast. As our appreciation, here is a beautiful song for you. Enjoy the song.
Para, para, subir, subir, subir.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Chairman of the Indonesian Olympic Committee Raja Sabta Oktohari asked the central and local government not to build sports venues without approval from the National Federation of the respective parent sport. In his remarks at the 69th anniversary of the Indonesian Olympic Committee in Jakarta on Wednesday, Oktohari said that any construction of sports facilities must be consulted first with the National Federation. According to him, this is very important because every national federation must have a reference or recommendation on how to build a proper venue in accordance with the requirements of their respective international sports federations. These recommendations are expected to help so that the sports venues and infrastructure that will be built can meet the international standards. According to Raja Sabta Oktohari, the central and regional governments can maximize each national sports federation if they want to plan, restore, or build sports facilities and infrastructure. If the sports venues and facilities that are built comply with international standards, Indonesia could host major sporting events or various world championship events. Not only that, with the number of international standards venues that are owned, it will make it easier for Indonesian candidacy to host the 2032 Olympics. Because one of the requirements for hosting the world's biggest sporting events is the availability of international standard sports facilities and infrastructure. Indonesia is currently preparing to take part in the bid to host the 2032 Olympics. Apart from Indonesia, a number of cities and countries have openly expressed their readiness to host, namely Brisbane, Budapest, China, Doha, and the German Ruhr Valley. That was My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our listener Ratan Kumar Paul, also in India. He was enjoying our English program on March 7, 2021 through frequency 3325 kHz with SINPO 3333. Hello Mr. Ratan Kumar Paul, thank you for sending reception report with audio. Keep listening and thank you. For you and other listeners wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song. Happy listening.
Berawal dari tatap, indah senyummu memikat, memikat hatiku yang hampa lara. Senyum membawa tawa, tawa membawa cerita, cerita kasih indah tentang kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Membuatku tertawa di saat hati ini terbawa, terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Tertawa, oh, di saat hati.
terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita.
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
For the Acehnese in the westernmost of Indonesia, all parts of the coconut, even the pulp, can be utilized. There is plik u, which comes from the dry dregs of coconut oil after being through the squeeze process several times. In Aceh, pleku is often consumed as a dish or condiment as well as an extra ingredient to give more savory taste to certain dishes like soup or curry. Variation in cooking the coconut oil dregs is by turning it into kuah pliku. It is a very popular Acehnese food with a mixture of various flavors and ingredients. For your information, kuah means sauce or gravy, sometimes soup. Kuah pliku is rich in vitamins and substances that can increase the body's immunity. In addition, the various ingredients in kuah pliku also symbolizes kinship and diversity in Acehnese society, which can be put together in one pot, resulting in a unique taste and is favored by everybody. This kuah pliku actually comes from West Aceh. Kuah pliku introduces Acehnese natural products, so many types of vegetables in it that eating kuah pliku means you have eaten all vegetables in Aceh. This dish is a must when you are in the province. It is said going to Aceh without eating pliku sauce is just like not going to Aceh. This dish is very easy to find in the province because almost all restaurants in Aceh serve kuah pliku. Vegetables used in kuah pliku are varied, from melinjo leaves and fruit, young papaya to Japanese pumpkin. If you like, you can also add clams. While the spices are red chilies, shallots, garlic, ginger, turmeric, cumin, fennel, and coriander. Other mandatory ingredients are coconut milk and coconut dregs or pliku, lime leaves, lemongrass, cayenne pepper, shrimp, and salt. Shrimp can be replaced with clams or oyster according to your taste. Before being used, of course, pliku or the coconut oil dregs must be filtered so that the pulp does not mix with the coconut milk.
To add to the fragrant aroma of the kuah bliku, a local spice called kecombrang is added. That was the story of kuah bliku, a special culinary delight from Aceh. So if you happen to visit this most western province in Indonesia, do try kuah bliku, which is more delicious when tasted at its place of origin.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Reply another email from Juan Diaz in Spain. Hello, Mr. Juan. Thank you for your appreciation on our broadcast. Your email has been forwarded to Spanish section. Keep listening and stay safe and stay healthy. As our appreciation, we'll play a beautiful song. Here is the song.
Sinaran hangat mentari sore ini, aku berdiam diri. Derasnya kehidupan, letih persahabatan, sejenak hilang pergi jauh. Dalam sang waktu membawa ku ke hari pertama saat mimpi menghampiri. Masih terasa ku ingat detik itu, kisah seperti
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xin guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, here is Miss Alani that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Coinciding with its 45th anniversary this year, 11 Maret University or UNS Surakarta Central Java received a special gift in the form of its students from the Faculty of Sport Achievement in an international tournament. Zidni Rahma Amali represented Indonesia at the Virtual International Pencaksilat Championship 2021 and won first place. At the event organized by the International Pencaksilat Association, Zidni won first place in the women's single category. She outperformed representatives from Thailand and Brunei Darussalam, who were in second and third position. Currently, Zidni has joined the National Training Center for the upcoming SEA Games in the Philippines. She entered it since being declared champion in the pre-pond or National Sport Week qualifying round. She was then appointed to represent Indonesia in the international tournament. The one that Zidni participated in was a virtual tournament. In the preliminary round, all applicants are asked to send a video demonstrating their silat movement. This video cannot be edited at all because it is verified directly from the committee. After being declared qualified, the participants underwent direct judging virtually by the judges. The Faculty of Sports Deputy Dean of Academic Research and Students Affairs, Dr. Roni Saifullah, who is also coach of the Indonesian Pencaksilat team at the 2018 Asian Games, confirmed the news of Sydney's victory and gave his appreciation. According to him, when competing in the international arena, it means that she carries the name of the campus and the country. To foster the cadres of the UNS Pencaksilat, Dr. Roni said that he would hold a similar virtual international Pencaksilat championship. This event was also included in one of the agendas to celebrate UNS 45th anniversary. The tournament, which is planned to be held after it, only competes for single and team branches considering that there are still social restrictions due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Roni hopes that in the future, UNS can continue to maintain its achievement, especially in the field of Pencaksilat or the martial arts.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum til manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Blijf thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Takkan pernah terganti janji suci yang dulu pernah terucap masih tersimpan dalam hatiku. Mengisi ruang di hatiku. Oh, salahkah bila ku di sini selalu menunggu datangnya dirimu.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I will present you a song tanpa batas waktu. The song Tanpa Batas Waktu was released on July 22, 2020 on various digital platforms. Uniquely, this love song was created by Ade Govinda based on his dream. When he woke up, he immediately wrote this song seamlessly. When the song was finished, the only singer who was deemed suitable to sing the song was Fadli Padi. Tanpa Batas Waktu tells the story of love, longing, and loyalty without any time limit. So here is the song Tanpa Batas Waktu by Ade Govinda and Fadli Padi.
Aku masih ada di sini, masih dengan perasaanku yang dahulu. Tak berubah dan tak pernah berbeda. Aku masih yakin nanti milikmu. Aku masih di tempat ini, masih dengan setia menunggu kabarmu. Masih ingin mendengar suaramu. Cinta membuatku kuat begini. Aku merindu, ku yakin kau tahu. Tanpa batas waktu ku terpaku, aku meminta. Walau tanpa kata, cinta berupaya. Engkau jauh di mata, tapi dekat di doa. Aku merindu. Masih di dunia ini, melihatmu dari jauh bersama dia. Walau pasti ku terbakar cemburu, tapi janganlah kau kemana-mana. Aku merindu, ku yakin kau tahu. Tanpa batas waktu ku terpaku, aku meminta. Walau tanpa kata, cinta berupaya. Oh, aku merindu, ku yakin kau tahu. Tanpa batas waktu aku terpaku, aku meminta. Walau tanpa kata, cinta berupaya. Engkau jauh di mata, tapi dekat di doa. Aku merindukanmu. Aku
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Indonesia,
lepas rindu meski ku semakin bertemu semakin ku rindu.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.